Looking at your browser history, your internet is flagrant. What will you get mum for Mother's Day? Maybe something fragrant? Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.
Here it is, the Wednesday edition of The Potty, and good to have the big fella Sean Darcy pretty much confirm he's back in the team. Well, you have a listen and you make up your own mind whether he's confirmed it or not.
Yeah, he's ducked and weaved through a concussion, bit, which is good. What have you swallowed, Basil?
Yes, that's an interesting question that gets no answer right here. I'll tell you what I'll answer that with, though, the lazy magpies. And a fun fact about magpies, confirmed by our listeners.
And stormouts, we love them.
Ooh, yeah, the ATO, they monitor our program, they monitor the Triple M network right around the country. You never know where they're going to strike next. Now, look, it feels like maybe I need to apologise to you here, to be perfect.
To me?
Now, we haven't had any blues. I must admit, I cannot remember having a blue with you. Have we had a blue?
I don't have many.
There
blues,
might have been
be
times
honest,
when I probably annoyed you or upset you or never shut up and you thought, shut up, mate. But you've never.
Well, that's daily.
Probably. But we've never actually had a blue. But
no, I'm not a big bluer.
Something happened on Triple M in Sydney that actually made me think.
What, an actual blue?
Well, it made me think about whether I've been a bit harsh on you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be absolutely honest 100% here. All of the things that I said around this were said in jest.
No, of course.
Absolute jest. Like, I wasn't trying to wave a flag to the Australian Taxation Office to say, please investigate Xavier Ellis for the amount of cash work that he may have done over the September-October grand final period.
Everything I did, the ABN was slipped into the business.
No, and I know that. And so
it's a bit of ha-ha,
exactly.
A bit of a side story.
And regular listeners to our program will know that if I said that and joked about that once, I've joked about it 1,000 times since.
I reckon onwards, in all honesty, you'd be in the hundreds.
Yeah, and to be perfectly honest, if the Australian Taxation Office had any line of inquiry that they wanted to carry out on one ex Ellis, well, they've had ample opportunity to do so. And I think they realise it is all in jest.
I know.
All of this business about the X-Man lining his pockets with cashies, sending the kids to Trinity off the back of what he took in during grand final week, it's only a joke. And I
Well, it's not a joke, but it's going through the ATO to get...
That's
I'm paying taxes
right.
on it.
No, that's so right. And I appreciated that the X-Man, good enough to play along.
Ha-ha. Yep.
But in Sydney, on our sister station, Triple M in Sydney, something's happened over the last couple of days that's made me think, geez, have I gone too far? Is X a bit upset with me? Was there a chance that our on-air relationship was going to break down? Because haven't listened to what happened on the Triple M breakfast show in Sydney.
Let's have it all out on air.
You've turned snitch, Anthony.
Yes, I have. Hey? Yes, I have.
You're starting to give everybody
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Rolled over.
Absolutely. This is absolute bullshit.
We might get a walkout.
I have asked many, many times for it to stop. Okay, I am saying here and now.
I think we send it to the arbitrator, Matt from Collaroy.
If it, I tell you what, I'll leave you guys with it today.
They had great sympathy for the storm out, so they laughed at him. He walked off.
So Gordon Tallis and Paul Kent were in the studio at the time, and the man who stormed out, respected broadcaster Anthony Maroon?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of Anthony Maroon. Have you?
He's well known around those areas.
Must be. Yeah. Obviously a rugby league man.
Yeah.
So he took umbrage when sports journalist James Hooper jokingly questioned the anchor over cash jobs. And the Australian Taxation Office.
Same storyline.
Basically exactly what I've been joking about here for the last 6 months.
You just got to cop it and move on, don't you?
That was a fair old walkout.
No, so walked out.
He fair dinkum actually got up and walked out.
Composed himself and delivered the sentence too, I'm going to leave you to it today.
And out he went. Which is
Have you ever had a walkout in any of your day-to-days?
Milsey walked out, 40 probably remember, so when I was at 6 p.m, Milsey, not the full storm out the building, got up a couple of times out the studio as we're going to the break. Needed to sort of calm down in the pause area.
But he wanted to go after you.
But he was back in there again for the next break. I think
Was it Frosty?
Oh, it was all right. We used to sort of wind each other up all the time. I think he and Tony Mack, who previously was there before me, I think they had a fair dinkum walkout where one of them got in the car and drove home.
Can you remember Triple M again? Jason Dunstall and Stephen Quartermain. Jace threw the stir fried rice over quarters.
Right. That's right.
He just took it out. He kicked Jace. So
there's
out.
Been some famous bust ups and blues in radio, like this one.
Turn your mic off, cockhead.
Oh,
you're finished. Yeah, get out.
I said that
I'm
she
going
might
to
have.
Do the show by yourself. What a show it'll be.
That was Matt Dudzinski on Mix yesterday.
Kimber was the voice underneath. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're back. Rami's been back up to tell us that they're back together again. Now, that, of course, famously
Kyle and Jackie O.
You never know with them. Half theatre, half genuine. That one sounded real.
But they're
though,
never
didn't
breaking up. When you're signing five-year, $50 million contracts.
What about this one?
I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry. No. Sorry.
Sir, do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can track me, but not my
no,
own.
No, no, no.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't this do
this. This is absolutely diabolical behaviour.
Piers Morgan, of course, on TV. Yeah. And that was the end of his time on that show, Good Morning Britain, or whatever it was called.
And now he's moved on to his own bits and pieces.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
We are talking bust-ups this morning after a bust-up on Triple M in Sydney. But all okay, I think.
I think so. Now. But a running joke, obviously, hadn't sat so well over a period of time. We had a storm out. See you later. Do the show by yourself, boys.
Correct. So we did the shout out this morning. When we say bust up, and there's been some famous bust ups over the years, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? It might be a famous one that we all know, or it might be something from your own world, your own life, maybe your own work or family environment. Dennis, morning.
Good morning.
Bust up. What do you think of?
Oh, well, a Vietnam veteran a few years ago, a guy called Normie Rowe.
Yeah, remember this.
Yeah, he had a stand-up punch-up on live television about some comments that were made about what it was, and it was fists on, and there was blood.
Who was the bloke that he was, not Bruce Ruxton, it was...
Ron Casey?
Ron Casey, that's right, Ron Casey.
Yeah.
It was on either the Mike Walsh show or it might have been Ray Martin, the midday show, but it was one of those shows.
I think the guy that opened his mouth and made those comments was well and truly sorry because, this did fly.
They squared it up years later and did one of those Tetley T commercials together where they were side by side.
It's Mel Brown did one of them with the Channel 7 reporter who he got told to go and make a booking like everyone else did.
That's
they
right.
They did a jock ad or keep calm in your jocks together. Or something.
What about Eddie, of course, famously had the crutch thrown at him by Tony Lockett. Remember when he did the doorstop back in the early St Kilda days? Plugger was on crutches and he threw the crutch out at Eddie. Craig's with us in Thornley. Morning, Craig.
Morning.
Bust ups, what do you think of?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind was William Powerfish.
Oh, yeah, the Powerfish. What was the wind up?
The fish. So the bust up is just one of his catchphrases that he uses. I've been a follower since, I'm pretty sure 90% of Perth would agree with me when they hear that word. But William Powerfish is just a phrase that he uses when he's getting snagged on the rocks or something.
Bust up.
Yeah, bust up. Classic bust up.
I enjoy the Powerfish, the 3 meter flatties and all that sort of stuff.
Wasn't there a bit of gear with us last
Male
year?
Male brothels and all that sort of business.
Yes.
Yeah, we had it all go on. Yeah.
Jenna was with us at the time,
couple
I remember.
Couple of stitch-ups.
She helped explain it a little
bit. Yeah, no, I'm a follower on socials. Ray, good morning.
G'day, g'day. How you doing, lad?
Good, mate. Bust ups.
Look, the only one that really springs to mind is Amber and Johnny. Johnny and Amber of recent.
What a bust up that's been.
Who the bloody
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. That
and
has
she got
been
caught out telling a few fibs and everything else.
Very untidy.
She might have soiled someone's bed. It was all happening.
I mean, you're not going that well if that's going on.
That was a frosty relationship. Probably weren't made for each other, those two.
I agree. They're better off apart than they were together.
They are. My favourite bust up, Basil, was, and I mentioned it previously.
Yeah, here we go.
In the Triple M commentary box.
Oh, yes.
Stephen Quatermain, Hawthorne fan.
Yeah.
Jason Dunstall, Hawthorne champion legend. But
And they would have got on pretty well, wouldn't they?
Well, they called footy together. Yep. But there was an issue around Trent Crowe's foot. Now, Trent Crowe broke his foot in 2008 grand final.
Yeah.
I think there was reports he'd be done. There was a little bit of dispute in the box, Jason and Stephen. Anyway, there was a tray of fried rice in the box.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this.
Don't about that.
Well, then I won't talk to you.
Get out of the box.
Will do.
I will not work with someone like that. Get out of the box right now. Go on, nick off. Just throwing a whole tray of food on me.
A whole tray.
Nick off. I'm not working with those.
Shut up.
Get out.
Shut up. So, Steve-o.
Get out. That is unacceptable behaviour. Get out, Jason.
While these guys are going at it, Steve-o.
2 weeks. Fried rice across
Hawthorne
the room.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M. Crown. There are more reasons to chill out this footy season at Crown.
Nice work, Freo.
And the Dockers are roaring back into this one.
Freo are coming, boys. They are coming big time.
Let's talk footy with Sean Darcy.
Big fella, good morning.
Morning, boys. How you going?
How's that concussion, firstly?
Yeah, good. Passed all the tests.
You beauty.
Done all that, so feeling good.
Shorty, I know you asked you last week and you weren't exactly sure. What were the last sort of tests that you have to pass to be able to return to play?
There's a couple like scat tests and memory tests that you have to, and reaction time tests that you pass that are pretty hard regardless of whether you concussed or not. So, I passed all them on Monday, which was good.
So a week off anyway. Look after the head. Your team goes to Geelong and has one of the great wins at the footy club's history. Where'd you watch it? How'd you feel? And what'd you make of the game?
Yeah, I was stoked about it. The boys played unbelievable footy. So, yeah, I was just at home watching it. A bit worried in the first 15 minutes and then the boys just got some contested ball, got right up. And in the second and third, we looked really strong behind the ball. It didn't look like Geelong were going to move it. So, no, I was like the boys, everyone was playing their role and contributing, which is the main thing.
Any grand final plans, Das? The family over there in Melbourne saying, come on, Sean, we're going to need some tickets. We're going to need people organised, lined up. Well, I see everybody's talking Freo up now.
Yeah, there's a bit of talk about us at the moment. So, no, we just take it 1 week at a time. So, I got North on Friday night, which is what we're looking forward to.
North with West Coast, they're the Barry Battlers of the competition at the moment, but they have had a couple of outliers that they have played okay in. Like they went to Sydney and only lost by a goal, and then they get whacked on the weekend. How do you prepare for a team that down the bottom of the ladder, but they have shown little glimpses?
Yeah, we're preparing for an arm wrestle. They've played some really good quarters where they've played really good footy. So if they get played four quarters against us, it'll be a tough match. So. We just got to go to the end, like we have been the last few weeks.
Mm. And, Shawnee, what chance you might play a little bit forward this week with Tablich not being there?
I think so. So whatever the JR wants me to play at the moment. So, the boys are looking good up forward. They're looking dangerous. So if that's my role this week, it's my role.
I read in the paper today, Freo have never had 50,000 at Optus for a non-derby match. 49,000 against Essendon, round two in 2018 is the ground record for a non-derby match. It would be nice to break through 50. I mean, you are on a roll, top three, huge win on the weekend against Geelong. Any appeal to the fans for this Friday night, big fella?
Yeah, come down. We love playing in front of a packed Optus stadium, so the more the better. So it's Friday night. There's not much going on Friday night, so head down.
No, well, there is, but footy first, and then you roll into your Friday night, I would have thought.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it goes, though.
Exactly. Hey, Blake Akers has been a bit of a whipping boy at times since coming over from security. He was best on ground the weekend, him and Tommy Stewart. He's playing some tremendous football.
Yeah, Blake's been awesome for us this year. He's been really physical out on the wing. He's playing his role. His communication into the mids and then out to the backs have been unbelievable. He's had a super preseason. We did a lot of work from November onwards together, so it's great to see how much work he's doing and he's getting rewarded for it.
Has the work you're saying been rewarded? Did you guys do any extra running or step up in? Because you look so much fitter and faster than oppositions at the moment.
Yeah, we had a tough preseason. Phil, our strength and conditioning coach, had his first full preseason with
Filthy
us.
Filthy Phil, we call him.
Yeah, he's been tough on the boys in Jan. It was pretty tough. We were getting through pretty solid weeks, pretty solid K's. So, it was a tough preseason, but all the boys are showing that the work's done in the summer.
You're going beautifully, Das. We want you back in the team and we want you to stay in the team until grand final day. No more coming out.
Exactly.
Their fitness coach, just another offcut from Hawthorn.
Oh, there's a few there, isn't
there? Providing another one.
Always good to speak to the big fella. Don't forget, there are more reasons to cheer loud this footy season at Crown. Friday night, footy right here on Triple M. Go get him, Das. Good to speak to you, mate.
Thanks.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
But if you're a criminal and you're about to steal the diamond ring and then somebody says, oi, stick your hands up.
Yeah.
Where does the diamond end up, X-Man?
I'm just putting it straight in my mouth, and if I've got to swallow it, I've got to swallow it. Swallowing, for a lot of criminals, is an easy way out. But think about, you know, the ones when they're on the plane and they've swallowed the balloons full
but
of
then
gear.
Sometimes the balloon bursts.
And then all, have you swallowed
then
anything?
Off, then they're
oh,
off their
no,
head.
No, I haven't swallowed anything because they've got free spins going on. Yeah,
nah, that can't be too good. Bradley John Wales is the bloke's name. Yep. He's already facing aggravated home burglary and armed robbery charges, and he's going to face Perth Magistrate Court today on two new charges of common assault. But he swallowed a $45,000 diamond ring during an alleged robbery spree in March.
Yeah, down it went, under the pump, under the pressure, wanted to keep the $45,000 ring. If our good mate Bradley John Wales stole a $45,000 ring of yours, Basil, how closely would you monitor the situation to get it back?
Well, you've got it, aren't you?
You've got to get it back.
Of that value.
100%.
Yeah, you're not letting that go. I mean, somebody, a multi-squillionaire might be prepared to, but not someone like
you. If a multi-squillionaire wanted to let it go, I'd do the wicket keeping.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
100%.
I am curious as to, can't ask that question again, but how do they, right, you've swallowed that.
Yeah.
We need to get that back. You're going to sit in that room.
I think it would honestly be like a kid's potty.
Yeah, I guess so. And then someone's got to blast chop, it. Chop, chop, or something like that. Anyway, have you ever swallowed anything?
Mate, I used to be a bit of a Lego swallower for some reason.
Were you?
Yeah, just little bits of Lego.
Oh.
I don't know why.
You
but
wouldn't want the big bricks. I hope
the little heads on the little, you know, the little heads you can stick on little men and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Swallow one of those.
But it'd have them in your mouth. Yeah, wandering around, and then before you know it, down the gurgle. Last night, Lelby swallowed a bloody bone, poor little bugger.
Did he really? How'd you go with that? So what happened then?
Nah, just it got down.
Oh, dear.
And I knew it was because I had a slow cooker. Then you slow cooker.
Well, there you go. So there's Lego that gets swallowed.
Yeah.
The odd bone would get swallowed. I've swallowed flies, 1,000 flies. Sometimes they go up through the nose. They live in there for a bit, you know.
There's a beehive. They're looking for the queen bee to remove the bees.
Something
they're
like that.
Snoz.
I'm going, come on, mate, get out of there.
They're smoking them out.
I'm sort of whacking my nose around. But I've swallowed the odd fly.
Like an elephant with the big bloody trunk. You know, they go.
You ever swallowed anything, Shani?
Not Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels cars. A bit smaller than
that.
Yeah, one just straight down. Used to suck on them all the time. And
yeah,
it went.
It is funny though. Kids do swallow, and you hear
coins?
Stories. Coins. But parents sit there and have to wade through and monitor. Or you think something's missing.
Yes.
And then you have to fold through the nappies and stuff to just check if it did come out.
The really dangerous one with little kids, because they look a bit like coins and they're shiny and bright, is the batteries, you know, the little round flat
they're
batteries.
They're dangerous. They
can be
very
really dangerous. 133353, let's open it up. This might be tough to swallow for some, but we want to hear. It might be you. It might be a family member.
Yeah.
Could have been one of your kids when they were a bit
my
younger.
My little brother got taken to hospital, matter of urgency, with, he got stuck on his throat, an apple. Tried to swallow the apple.
And he got stuck
in there. He couldn't get it out.
Dangerous stuff. Pete, morning.
Morning, you legends. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Oh, not so bad on this fine morning.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, was this you or somebody else?
No, this is me.
Ooh, okay.
What'd you swallow, Pete?
When I was about 8 years old, it was a 2 cent piece.
Two cent piece. Yeah.
Yep. And when I was a bit older, actually talking about food, there was a bit of glass in a burger that I got from a chicken treat and found out the hard way on that one as well.
Really? Yeah. Did you crunch it first, or did you actually swallow it with a glass?
The glass nut didn't nut until it went down back to the place
dangerous.
I got it from. And
sure is.
Very big apologies. So.
I had a little incident with Subway, Pete. I had a Subway roll, and they used to have the meat rolled up and toothpicked. Meat went in with the toothpick, and I bit down the toothpick through the roof of the mouth. 6 months free Subway in year 12 boarding school.
How popular were you?
Gee whiz, June's beef stroganoff in the boarding house. We never saw that again.
How popular were you? Pete, thank you for your call, mate. Lukey's in Ellenbrook.
Morning, Luke.
Morning.
What'd you swallow, mate?
Couple magnets that he clipped on my bow, and I had to get a few operations from it.
I was going to say, magnets are a massive no-no. How'd you swallow them?
Yeah. I sprained my ankle and I had to get magnet therapy.
Oh,
they came with two little magnets, and we used to put on our lips for piercings at school.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So one at a time, and they clipped together in my belly with a bit of skin between it and rusted through a few years later.
Dangerous stuff. Dangerous. So that came through your Loki, or did they go in?
No, the magnets don't move.
They took my appendix out thinking I had appendicitis, and then 6 weeks later I had the same pains, got x-rays, and found some magnets in me.
Yeah, no, because they lodge on.
Thanks, Loki. Hope everything's okay now. Well, it is, obviously. Yeah. Tommy?
Tommy!
Yo.
What do you swallowed, mate?
Not me.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
He swallowed a $50 note.
What? How do you do that?
Well, it was a dare. So, you know the party poppers that you have at kids' parties? So they're on the piss one night for a footy function, and he's got a party popper and said to his mate, go on. But he popped that in your mouth and he goes, well, I'll eat that $50 note if you do it. And so our mate just set the party popper off and he's folded the $50 note up. He's washed it and everything, and he put it in his mouth, and he goes, oh, it doesn't even feel that bad.
How many stupid things have people done at footy wind-ups and things like that?
Jordan Lewis ate a goldfish one day, and he had a reaction.
Hey, Bowie Waters had a crack at the goldfish as well. We should get together the goldfish club. I don't think Bowie was that happy when that story used to kick, when he was a big boss.
Mate, Bowie got hit by a bloody car pretty badly.
Recently?
No. First year of footy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
God, I didn't know that. Thanks, Tommy. The $50 note's a beauty. What are we finishing with?
Matty, what do you got for us, mate?
Hi, guys. How you going, guys?
Hey, good, Matty.
My sister's dog swallowed a bee.
A bee?
Yeah, I know. She's very protective of this dog. She even won't let it go next to any wood chips. She says, don't let it eat any wood chips, you know. She's this dog is heaven, you know.
Hey, Kyle, so what happened when when the dog swallows the bee? Is that the end for the bee straight away, or does it cause a bit of trouble inside on the way through?
Hey, gone.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Probably thinking about the answer.
Yeah. You froze. Yeah. Matty, Kyle, are you there? Kylie.
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Kyle. Yeah. Sorry, hello. Mate.
Unusual times with Matty. Kyle, hello,
but
mate.
But B got his throat. And it might not have been Lewis Ossie. It might have been Bowie Waters.
Maybe the bee got into Matty as well.
Yeah. No, good. Kyle, good morning. What do you got for us?
Yeah, lads, I swallowed a bottle cap on Australia Day.
This Australia Day just gone?
No, it was 2014, and I was in the pool playing beach volleyball, and then I had a drink in a glass. And so I got out and sculled it. By the time I saw it, I swallowed it.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
And then what happened?
Then I got rushed to hospital in ambulance, and they've actually got an x-ray on, and you can see the bottle cap sitting in the throat.
Really?
There you go.
Did they go in to get it out?
Yeah, they went down. They said they were going to actually cut it open, but they went down through my throat, this ear, nose and throat specialist.
And out it came.
And a few off the text line, Basil, and no, I'm not reading any of them out. Thank you for those texts. I'm not going anywhere near it.
Thank you very much.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
All right, X-Man,
yes.
I'm giving you multi-choice here, okay?
Yeah, go give us multi-choice.
You can go A, B, C, D, or E, whichever one. We've got the spin. Do you want to spin it up, or do you actually?
No, okay. C's my favourite letter.
Is it really?
Yeah,
soft spot. Why is that?
Not sure.
Well, you're not going to believe it. You've gone C.
Yeah.
Out of the multi-choice A, B, C, D, E. I'm giving Sian every possibility.
There you go.
Mate, Jeff Parry was in Ukraine less time than it took Sian to find that. So, what? Is that roulette or something? Yeah. It's come up C, and guess what C is? Chloe by Chloe. All the C's. 75 mils, $109.99. What are we banging on about? We're banging on about Mother's Day on Sunday.
This Sunday. So today's the day me and the boys are going to go get Em something nice.
Right.
Start a Chemist Warehouse.
You've got the boys today, haven't you?
Yeah, all day. Oh. Em's doing a course or something, a leadership course or something.
But didn't you
they managed to sneak yoga and Pilates.
She, but didn't she come home in the active wear?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. What sort of course is that?
Well, no, apparently like they just routines where they do some yoga and Pilates and walking.
Well, that sounds like a holiday, not a course.
I'm well aware, but
So, Kevin, you've got the two boys on your own.
Yeah. No, which I do all the time.
That's
but I
not
mean,
a holiday.
5 days in a row is a fair whack. And shout out to all the single parents out there, because goodness me, it's a tough slog.
Well done, XNM deserves the opportunity to go and further her career and herself. And,
yeah,
and extend and grow.
Ah, of course.
Mother's Day, Em, I'm only joking. If Em happens to be in the car listening at the moment, Em, I'm only joking. I'm actually on your side, Em. You should have the boys all the time, every day.
Mate, she'll be on the reformer doing Pilates or something.
You finish work at 9 o'clock. What are you doing after that, X-Man?
Oh, I've got that much stuff going on at the moment.
We're back to the cashies conversation, are we? Shop, chemist, warehouses. Oh, no. X has walked out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to happen one day.
I've warned you.
Shop, chemist, warehouses. Huge Mother's Day fragrance sale. It's on now and it ends on Sunday, Mother's Day. Get in there. They've got click and collect or shop in store or online.
Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
A question for our listeners.
Mm.
Is this true or is this absolute bulldust and a line that we've all been fed? Is it true that magpies remember you?
Like I think birds do. I think birds do.
But magpies in particular, yeah. I've heard, when they, like, there's Sean.
Yeah.
Sean could walk back a year later and they go, there's Sean again.
There's that sucker.
Next year, there's Sean. What's he done with his hair?
Until Sean comes back with a shotgun and says, oh, there's Sean. No, we don't do that to Maggie. No, I love Maggie. I feed them.
Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it true?
It is. It is. My mate in Greenwood can go to any of the local parks.
Yeah.
And if they haven't seen him already, he can whistle and they'll come down to him and hang out and, like, touch friendly pretty much. It's kind of like if you see footage or photos of the Royals in Africa or something, they get around him.
Your mate from Greenwood just goes to the parks and can speak magpie.
Yeah, and around his house, sometimes they get into his family room. I don't know how he's going with the toilet training, but
yeah, there you go.
They don't sweep him or anything.
Thank you, Mitchie. So Greenwood,
friends.
Bit of that action. Gav.
How you going, fellas?
Mate, Maggie's, do they remember who you are, mate? We're not in swooping season, but approaching. They remember who you are?
Yeah, that last caller, he's pretty much on the money from my experiences and what, you know, I'm an old fart now, and as most of the listeners are, but, you know, you learn these things over time, and they, if you feed them, they keep coming back, as we all know.
Do they?
But they don't swoop you. That you're pretty safe to go down the parks. Well, as old mate just said,
right.
You can go down the parks and they don't swoop you and everything. So, okay. I mean, by that, you'd have to say, yes, they do remember your face, wouldn't you?
Mm. Be kind to them, they'll be kind to you.
That's right. Hey, or speaking about magpies.
Yes, yeah, Gab, floor's yours, mate.
Cheers, Dave, cheers. Hey, that guy, have you guys seen the guy on TikTok who makes the magpie sound?
Is it the magpie in the Kookaburra?
I don't know about the Kookaburra. He definitely does the magpie.
No,
never seen someone be able to do it. It's bloody unreal. Sounds good. Magpie man, he's cool.
Beauty, mate.
For more podcasts that don't stink, check out our listener app. You know what else doesn't stink? Your mum. After you get her a big brand fragrance for Mother's Day from Chemist Warehouse, shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.